Praise the Lord. Well, I want to talk about make the call. Have you ever been to a football game? And do you realize that until the referee makes the call that it's a touchdown, I don't care how many times you cross the goal line, it's not a touchdown until he makes that call. How many of you realize that? Yeah, it's not until he puts those hands in the air and says that's a touchdown, it's not a touchdown. Everybody can call it a touchdown, but it's not a touchdown until he makes the call. You know, the pitcher can throw the ball, and until that umpire behind that plate either calls it a ball or a strike, the pitcher just threw the ball. It's not a ball or a strike until he makes the call. You know, God has answers to our situations and our circumstances, but those answers do not exist until we make the call. Come on now, don't look at me like that. We make the call on it. I want you to look at Romans 4:17. It says here, as it is written, I made you the father of many nations in the presence of him who believed God, who gave life to the dead and caused those things which do not exist as though they did. Look at that phrase. Cause those things which do not exist as though they did. Then one of the other versions says, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Another translation says, the God who gives life to the dead and speaks of things that don't yet exist as if they were real. Now, actually, this is not just an isolated comment here in Romans. Isaiah 46:10, the first part of that 10th verse of the 46th chapter. Okay, I better stop and let y'all catch up. Some of you are still looking for Romans, and I'm already to Isaiah. I guess I'm going too fast, huh? Well, it sure is nice to be in out of the hot, isn't it? All right. Isaiah 46:10, the first part, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient of times, things are not yet done. You know, actually part of the operation of faith is calling things that are not yet as though they were. Actually, this is how God operates faith, by calling the things that are not as if they already exist. Now, God required Abraham to operate in that same way. Now, he called him the father of many before he was the father of any. So God expects us to operate the same way too. He expects us to call things as though they were, or are, we might say, before they're ever in existence. Now, see, God made the call. How did he make the call? He called Abraham the father of many before it was ever even a reality. He changed Abram's name to Abraham. Now, Abraham means the father of many. God didn't wait till he had a son before he gave him a new name. He didn't wait till Sarah was pregnant before he called him Abraham, the father of many. He gave Abraham a new name, or Abram a new name, Abraham, without any evidence other than the promise that Abraham would soon have a son. Now that's the way God operates. He calls things that are not as though they were. Well, this is the way he made the world. Go to Hebrews 11:3. Now, I know you thought I was going to go back to Genesis, but let's go to Hebrews 11:3. All right, I see that they got it here on the front. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God created with his word. He released power with his word. Words are powerful. Words are containers, whether you realize it or not. They're either filled with hate, doubt, so junk, or they're filled up with love, joy, faith, peace. You ever walked in a room and nobody said anything, but you could tell that cross words had just been spoken in that room? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because they left tension. Those words left tension in the air. The other day, there was somebody visiting, and somebody was showing them around. I don't know. It may have been a while back now. I don't know. I mean, my days all run together. Thank God I got a vacation coming. But anyway, they said, you know, everywhere we go on this campus, it's just peaceful. Amen. Well, I think that's because good words are being spoken on this campus all the time. Yes, sir. We got the prayer groups praying. Right. Hello, we got people working here that are saying the right thing. Yes, sir. Not the negative. You know, you ever been around some people, every time they open their mouth, it's negative, and the whole atmosphere is charged with negativism. Now, Proverbs 18:21. I'm talking about the power of words here. The power of words. Proverbs 18:21. I got them finding it on their devices, and I got them finding it in the Bible here. So I watch to see how they are. Okay, here we go. Death, read it with me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, enjoy it. The power of life and death in the tongue. Then that means that the power of life and death is in our words. That's what that actually means. So you either speak death or you speak life. Don't look at me that way. That's the truth. We're either speaking death or we're speaking life. Now, see, God made the call and called Abraham. Or called Abraham before he had any kids at all. And then Abraham made the call by calling himself while he had no evidence of any kids at all. Imagine no prospect of any children anywhere in sight. Sarah's not even with child. And he's going around calling himself Abraham. Every time he opened his mouth and said, "My name is Abraham," he said, "I'm the father of many." And there was no evidence that he had any at all. Or not even evidence of any on the horizon. Hello, I'm father of many. Hello, I'm father of many. He's making the call. He's making the call. imagine, just stop for a minute and imagine the reaction of the people around him as they heard him saying this, because they knew what the name Abraham meant. You know, now we're not into that, but back in the Bible days, everybody's name had a meaning. It had a meaning. You know, some of the countries today still do that. They name their kids, they have a meaning to them. Now, here he is saying, I'm the father of many, and there weren't any around. Do you suppose that he got any criticism? I mean, people are people. I don't care if they live 2,000 years ago or live now. People are people. You think anybody ridiculed that old man? Look at that old man. Because it was the old man. Remember what the Bible said? He's 100 years old and his wife was 90. What did that old man think anyway? What's he doing? Look at him. He's done gone senile. He's in the first stages of Alzheimer's. Now, we laugh about that, but it's the truth. I feel sorry for that, those people, but that's probably what people were saying. And then others probably making all kinds of accusations. You know, man, we need to put him in a home. You know, I mean, let's think like we would think today. If somebody's running around calling herself that, have you ever noticed when we begin to walk around calling the Bible true, when there's no evidence that anybody can see, have you ever got ridiculed? Huh? Anybody ever said, oh man, you crazy? Huh? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever said, well, that's ridiculous? You know, Abraham had to make a choice to make the call. To have a son or remain childless. He made the call. He went around. See, Abraham began to do what God said. So he called himself what God called him, father of many. My dad used to say all the time, he would tell people, say, see yourself healed. Anybody ever hear him say that? Or if you listen to any of his teaching, oh, see yourself healed. In other words, what he's saying is, see yourself accomplishing what he would say, see yourself doing what the Word of God says you can do. So when you see yourself, then you begin to call, I'm healed, I'm whole, from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. Hello. Yeah. See, we need to learn to begin to agree with what God says and call it the way God calls it. See, that's what Abraham did. Abraham agreed with the promise that God said he would have a son. So he started saying, and he made the call, I've got many. He didn't have any sons. He said, I'm the father of many. Now, Abraham had two things that God gave him so that he could keep his focus on making the call. First of all, he gave him a new name. So every time he said Abraham, he was saying what God said, and it reminded him of the promise of God. Secondly, he got a picture, a visual, that was a reminder to him. Now, how many of you know what that visual reminder was? The sands of the sea the sands that he walked on, and the stars that he looked up and saw in the heavens. That's what God said. Said, this is how your descendants will be. As the stars of heaven, as the sands that you walk on. So he, as he walked around, as he looked in the sky at night, he had something to keep him focused, keep him meditating, keep him thinking in line with the Word of God. You know, we need to keep our focus on what God said. Say, make the call. Now, I see two battles that Abraham fought. Now, God gave him a couple of things to help him, but I see two battles that he fought. First of all, he had to fight his mind. Actually, he got into fear and lied about his wife being his sister. And secondly, he had to deal with what others were saying to him, including his wife, and he messed up because his wife told him to go have a child with her maid, and he did. It wasn't a God idea, and it's still causing problems today. So, you're going to have to deal with your mind. That's why you need to renew your mind with the Word of God. Therefore, if you got your mind renewed with the Word of God, it doesn't matter what the devil comes bringing into it. You still are making the call in line with the Word. And you're just going to have to get tough-skinned about what others are saying. Somebody told me the other day, they said, "You know what people say about you?" I said, "No." "Oh, it's horrible." I said, "I don't care." "What?" I said, "It's not true anyway. And the people that know me know it's not true. And the people that don't know me and want to believe it, I can't convince them otherwise anyway. So I'm just going to go on and do what I do and make the call with God and go on with God and forget them." Somebody says that's simplistic, but let me tell you what, unless you do that, you will always be concerned about what people are saying. Amen. Who cares what they said? You know, everybody always say, "Well, they said." I ain't never found they yet. But who cares about what they said? Does what they say make it real or make it not real? Does what they say make it truth or not a truth? No. What God says is true, period. So every one of us that walk by faith in God's word will have to fight these issues. Have any of you walked by faith? Have any of you had to fight these issues? The thoughts of your own mind and what others say. Oh, I'm getting through quick, but let's go on here. Thirdly, we must make the call and speak God's promises before they come into existence. God requires us to make the call on the promises of God as if they existed in our life right now before we ever see them. Is that not right? We call ourselves healed when we're still sick. Right? We call our needs met when we ain't got a penny in our pocket. But see, we make the call. Why do we make the call? Because God made the call first. That's why Abraham made the call. Because God made the call. Abraham made the call. God made the call first. Now we got to make the call in line with him. You know, see, like I said before, said the world was made. You go back over in Genesis. God, his word activated creative power. He said, "Let there be light," and there was. "Let there be water," and there was. "Let there be," and there was. "Let there be," and there was. God expected Abraham to activate his power with his words. He expects us to do the same thing. He expects us to do the same thing. We go back to Mark. I mean, this is just another way of teaching some faith, but we go back to Mark 11:22, where Jesus cursed the fig tree and then they called it to his attention. He said, nobody eat fruit for you hereafter. They went back by that. That was in the morning. They went back by that same tree that afternoon. Its leaves were still waving in the wind. It still looked good. But the next morning when they went by, see, he said, nobody eat fruit. They're not going to eat. He called it into existence. He made the call. And Peter said, look at this tree. And that's when Jesus said, have the God kind of faith. Or have the kind of faith God's had. What kind of faith did God have? He said it, and it happened. See, Mark 11:23. I say unto you, whoever says this mount be removed, cast the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Right? Did Abraham get what he said by making the call? Can we make the call and get what we need from God? See, Abraham, God promised Abraham a son. So Abraham went around. God made the call first, then Abraham made the call. God has promised us in this word to do certain things for us. How many of you read that in the word? How many of you have ever read the Bible? Do you know not everybody raised their hand? And I know good and well they've read the Bible. I don't know why that is. When you a minister can be up, he can ask the question, and a whole bunch of people raise their hand. Some people just sit there. And I figured it out. They don't want to be anywhere where anything's 100%. So they don't raise their hand because they don't want it to be 100%. I don't know that's so. I just made that up. They got your attention anyway. You know, most of you know that we have a ministry aircraft, and I couldn't do what I do without it. I couldn't make the trips that I make without that aircraft, because there's no, in fact, our Captain David, if you say one time he wanted to see, and he called the airline just to ask him about, you know, told him the trip we were going to do, how many places we were going to be, how many countries we were going to go, and so forth, and said, and we're going to do this in this number of days. And they said, can't be done. Because you can't get all of the schedules to work and so forth and so on. And so Lynette and I and Patrick and Anthony and a bunch of these guys around here that fly with us, every time we get on that aircraft, we would pray. We'd pray and we'd call that aircraft paid for. Every time Lynette and I would pray over our food, some of you have sat with us and we pray over our food, we'd call the aircraft paid for. We continued to make the call. See, whether you see it happening or not, you got to keep making the call. Amen. The minute you quit making the call, you lose all the ground you've gained. I don't know about y'all, whether y'all ever... down there in Texas, north central Texas, where I come from, they call it's black land. And when it gets wet, it is black gumbo mud. And the saying is, if you'll stick with it when it's dry, it'll stick to you when it's wet. That's the saying. But, you know, as a kid down there, you know, Dad pastored our church, and all our people at Farmersville, Dad, all the people lived out on the farm. They didn't have asphalt roads in those days. They have those. And man, we've gotten stuck. And you push in that car, and it almost gets to the top of the rut and fall back down. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're making the call, almost to the top. And they, well, I guess it's not going to happen. And they lose all the ground they got. Man, to get that car out of that mud, you get it up far as you go, and then you shove some boards and sticks so it couldn't roll back down. Then you have another go at it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever got mud all over them trying to push a car out of the mud? Oh, that's lots of fun, isn't it? Especially you know, if you happen to be back there at the back and that tar really gets to... But if you don't hold what you got, you lose what you got. So you got to keep making the call in line with God's word. God said it, so I make the call. God said it, I make the call. God said it, I make the call. You see, there was no sun anywhere around. But they never would have been if Abraham hadn't made the call. Tell me, understand what I'm saying to you. See? And there'll be no promises of God in your life until you start making the call. We got to learn to speak the promises of God and make the call even when there is no evidence that it's anywhere close to happening. You know, how many of you ever got a new credit card? You know, when the old one expires, you get a new one, right? And there's a little sticker on there. It says, you must call this number to activate this card. You got to make the call or that card. You got it, but you can't do anything with it until you activate it. You can have all the word of God you want, but until you make the call to activate it, nothing is going to happen. Amen. Nothing is going to happen. Oh, I'm getting excited about this. You know, we make the call all the time on things, everyday life. We say they say, okay, you're approved for the loan, but the papers ain't been signed or nothing. You're going out telling everybody, oh, I got the loan. I'm going to get the house. You making the call on somebody's word. Why can't we make the call on God's word? Yeah, I bought a house. You making the call on it. You ain't even closed on it yet. It's 30 days before you close up, but you tell everybody you come in contact with, I bought a house. You making the call. You calling it, but it ain't sold yet. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Come on. You know, somebody going to give me, you know, somebody, so-and-so is going to give me $1,000. You making the call. You seen it yet? You know, that's what we have to do with God's promises. I don't care what somebody says. I don't care how much they criticize, how much they really accuse. I don't care if they accuse me of lying. I'm going to make the call. God made the call. Now I make the call. That's the way it's going to happen in my life. Go ahead, make the call. Call the promises of God. Call them every day. Make the call every day. I don't care whether you see it or whether you don't see it. Whether you feel it or whether you don't feel it. Make the call. Let me say this in closing. When you begin to call those things that are not as though they were, you will see the promises of God come alive in your life and what a difference it'll make. Your life will change for the better, and you'll be glad you made the call. Now let me give you here some stuff that'll help you real quick. Here's some practical steps to help you make the call. Okay? Find the promise of God that makes the call on the need you have, whatever it is. Find the promise of God where God made the call. Okay? Now, print it out. Put it on one of them little 3x5 cards. And keep it with you all the time. Yeah, she's holding one up right back there. There you go. Put it on there. Keep it with you all the time. Every time you think about it, pull it out and make the call. And every time you make the call, the enemy going to jump on your shoulder and whisper in your ear, what are you doing? You crazy. What do you think you're doing? You see anything happening? What do you think? You think anything's going to happen? No, I don't think it. I know it. Because I made the call. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? I sort of liked it myself. But when we think about it, it's the way that we get the promises of God. He made the call on it first, so we gotta make the call. You know, somebody said, you know, I was at a ball game one time. Somebody said, was that a touchdown? I said, I don't know, but the referee called it a touchdown, so it's a touchdown because he called it one. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about healing? I don't know, but God called it a healing, so therefore it's called. It's done.
Amen.
See, when that referee called it, it was it. That was it. There wasn't no change in it. He made the call, that's it.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
God made the call, that's it. You make the call.
Hallelujah.
Everybody stand. Father, I tried to encourage these people for a few minutes tonight on making the call of your word in their life so that they can have every promise in the book. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Are you excited about making the call?
Yes.
Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Somebody said, well, I ain't having no trouble with the devil talking about it. No, but he'll send somebody else across your path that's your friend that'll try to talk you out of it. Make the call and stick with the call. You ever notice these referees make wrong calls, but they stick with their call because they called it. God called it. It's not a wrong call. It's the right call. Now you stick with that. You keep calling it yourself. You'll find out everything's going to be all right. And you're going to walk the road of life and enjoy the blessings of God. And you'll run and you'll shout and you'll jump and you'll holler and you'll say, man, isn't this great? Because God called it. I can call it. And now I have it. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, if you happen to be here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, or you happen to be here tonight and you need to rededicate your life to God, or you happen to be here and you say, I just go to church, I don't know whether I'm born again or not, well, you can before you leave here. If you're any one of those three invitations, the ladies are here, the guys are over here, and as we're dismissed, come down here and they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. If you need to receive the Holy Spirit, we believe in receiving the Holy Spirit around here. According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. They'll pray with you. You'll get that down here too. Anything you need prayer for, come down here and they'll pray with you. Okay? Hey, connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to that special place where they can get that special gift that we put together for them. We're so glad to have you with us. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church?
Welcome home.
You found it right here. Just come on, join. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We have a great time serving God around here, unlimited with God. Amen. Praise God. Sunday morning right here. Hey, you know, how many of you here were last Sunday? How many of you have been there when I've done the Expect series? How many? Well, you know, I said last week was the last one. Well, I'm sorry, but I got one more. So I'll do it Sunday. I got one more, I'll do it Sunday. So I thought I was finished, but I guess I wasn't. Praise God. All right, turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to make the call, and you're dismissed. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, salvation, rededication, no soul experience, Holy Spirit, prayer, agreement with it for job, any you need prayer for any reason, get to the front right now. God bless. We'll see you Sunday morning.